You guys are doing Spanish language news?
We're doing some, yes.
Oh,
okay.
On the stack, Lonnie.
Go ahead.
Well, as you know, I'm speaking against it, and here's my reasoning. Well, first of all, I'm thinking that the contribution is voluntary from the stations, but this language seems to say it's not voluntary and mandatory from the national office. I don't find that equitable, and there's the whole issue of expense. $12,000 is quite a bit of money, and there's not a consideration whether it's affordable. The second point that I would make is I'm not sure this was the intent of the board, that the money would be taken from the national office. That doesn't seem like that was the sense or the spirit in which the board made that motion. So this seems to be a different motion than the one passed by the board. The board was that motion was very specific about where funds would come from and what the task was. It said it was to identify funds that put in new funds, not existing ones, that would come from mail drops. There were several proposed sources of funds, none of which was to take it from the existing budgets. The second point that I would make is that the whole issue of how it would be staffed, because there's the issue here of who will be hired to do this work. I think that needs to be looked at, should be on the table, should be clear whether we're talking about hiring another position and who's paying for it. That is what's behind the funds. What will those funds pay for? I think that it's not enough. The original proposal was, you know, up to at least a couple of $100,000. And this is nowhere, of course, near that amount. The last point I would make is that that I think the ED should weigh in on it, and if we were to pass this motion now, that would foreclose it. I think it needs some careful look and be part of a coordinated programming effort, maybe integrating it with the stuff that Rob Robinson did on national programming. Because I think we need to do Spanish language programming. No question. We could do it in an effective way that works. But I think this is just too small and not really enough and not coordinated with what other things that are on the table before. So I did have some ideas about where we could get some money for it. I think it is a viable idea. But I think that it's not the spirit in which the board had originally made that money.
Teresa on the stack, please.
Casey, too.
Teresa and then Casey.
Casey, I'm sorry, I'm having a little difficulty collecting my thoughts. I agree with Lonnie to a certain extent. I know this is very political, as judged by the people that literally jumped on David Adelson when he moved in Los Angeles not to have this located in Los Angeles. I have heard the...
Wait, Teresa, what I moved was not to specify that it was. I didn't
move
not to have it.
Right.
That's not our business. That's a... operational side question.
So you ended up coming back and saying it would be in Los Angeles.
Based on the demands of folks from my constituency, yeah, go on.
Yeah, they jumped on you. Okay, but I'm not denying that a tremendous amount of work has been done in Los Angeles on this and Southern California, as Dave Burdick would say. But the question is, I've been told by the GM that you've got a program, you've got a Spanish language program that's happening now, and it would go on no matter what. So you're paying for this right now.
We have a bilingual morning half-hour cast.
All right. Can we do something on a temporary basis and review it in 6 months? Because we don't know what's going to happen, how it will be received if we take what's being done. I mean, it's... Can we just do something for 6 months and see if it works and review it?
Casey?
Well, I guess my questions come in response to Lonnie's, in that, Lonnie, when you're saying that the intent was not for us to find money in the existing budget, but to find alternate forms of funding, it takes me right back to where we were almost a year ago, which is, well, then why was it referred to the Finance Committee? We're not a development committee. We're not. It's not up to us to. Our job is to take a look at the budget and the resources that are existing and carry that out. So if that is the intent, it doesn't belong with us. And, you know, I just don't understand that. And then the other issue was the fact that it wasn't enough money. What was proposed was quite a bit more, a couple $100,000, I believe. But I believe that was for an entire race and nationality program, not the Spanish language programming. That included the hiring of some coordinators, some training, all kinds of stuff. And the Spanish language programming was a smaller amount.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Are you done, Casey?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, I had a couple comments. Yeah, I agree with Casey on that point of source of funds. And I think we should get ourselves into an orientation to make this thing happen and get off the ground. I will point out that the motion that I've said does say that before the funds are expended, we look at a plan from the GM about how. So that would include the question of who's going to be hired and the rest of it. What we're trying to do now is say, here's the amount of money you can count on. On the question of coming from the national other programming line, and I've raised the question on a number of occasions on this call, what we're doing with that money. And you've said, well, we're going to do national programs of the sort like the Alito and the rest. But as near as I can figure, there's no plan currently in existence that says this is how much is allocated for this, this, and this. I understand the point of wanting to leave it up to, you know, the incoming ED to take a look at this and also any program coordinator, how those funds would be spent. But if we're saying we're going to have a national program, the board approved this as our national program, we have no other national programming that's specifically approved, then it doesn't seem unreasonable to me to spend 16.7% of what we've allocated for programming on the one program that the national board has said we're going to do this. Rather than sort of wrangle and fight over it, you know, if there's a way that we can solve this problem that, you know, addresses your concerns, let's figure out how to do that. But I think we've got to make a clear commitment right now, and I think the PMB does need to say that we're going to fund this thing. If only at the amount of money we're talking about total, if each of the stations I was hoping total contribution from the other four stations, because I'm assuming WBAI doesn't have that much money at this point. I was hoping to see a contribution on the order of 20,000 or even less, you know, 15,000. So that would be basically 42,000 for the year for a daily national program, which is, you know, incredible. And that's because it's based on something that's already been put together and is being worked on here in L.A. So I'd like to urge we consider it, and I'd like to ask Lonnie if you can come up with a way to address some of your concerns about, you know, the amount of money out of national programming. Remember, that national programming money is coming from a levy on the stations for central services, which includes paying for national programming.
I'm sorry, I was away, but just let me chime in and say, if you don't mind, that we have, at least I have specifically, not gone ahead with this program because I knew I had a permanent ED coming on board. And we don't have the structure, the details whatsoever of this national Spanish language program. And because I think Greg had special talents in terms of programming, I have purposefully not moved ahead with this. I think the permanent ED ought to have a voice in it, and I think we ought to make certain that we've got enough funds that when we begin, that we can continue. So that's the reason I would be opposed to doing any of this.
Could I speak to that at some point? This is Greg.
Now would be a marvelous time.
Yeah, well, we can't wait on everything until I come in and get my orientation, and this is one area in which I would not urge you to wait for me to weigh in. I'll weigh in right now and say that it seems to me that this motion or an amended, friendly amended motion ought to be passed. It seems that the decision, the basic decision, has already been made, and what's really being argued about is the source of funding and the details of the execution rather than the approval of the concept. And as long as there is a part of this that says that a proposal will indicate how these funds will be specifically used, which I see here, which I would assume to include staffing, I think that gives us a little leeway. So please don't wait on this on my account. I think it's very important that we reestablish the credibility of some national programming. And this is as good a way of start as any I can think of.
Bonnie, did you want to comment again?
Well, I guess I disagree. We don't have a budget. We don't know what the money will go for. I'm not comfortable with the precedent of taking money from anybody. If I were to propose taking money from KPFK's budget for national programming, I would hear a lot of howls. So you're proposing just that in reverse. So I don't think it's a good way to do it. Now, what would be my proposal?
This proposal does not take money. It says that stations are authorized to contribute, and so it implies the voluntary nature of that.
Well, no, in the last Finance Committee meeting, I did clarify that Dave's intent was to it wasn't voluntary. For national,
the national office contribution to the national program isn't voluntary. That's we're authorizing it that.
Clarified that intent. So it's not, the stations is voluntary, but not for national office. I don't like that double standard.
Okay, go ahead. You were going to say...
Let me finish to see some way we can move our way through this.
Patty here.
Okay, I hear you. Go ahead.
Let's see if there's a way we can move through it. What will make me feel more comfortable? Basics. What is the budget? How will that money be spent? Anybody you make this proposal to is going to have that question. So I think the first step is to have a budget. How will the money be spent? How will the program be evaluated? And if we're going to do national programming, my inclination is to do it large. I think that is absolutely a need for the Spanish language program. I see no need to rush it through on this decision without knowing what it is, how large it's going to be, what the scope's going to be, who will participate, and whether or not we need to do it on a much larger scale and find large dollars. I just don't think that this is, I just sort of say, let's do something because we need to do something now. Well, that's not. So, my suggestion would be the following. Number one, let's have a budget. What we're buying, what is going to be involved. Two, let's not stop with $42,000. I'm actually proposing that we look larger. Funds clearly for it. So that what goals we're seeking for Spanish programming, how it integrates what we're already doing on that level. And I know it sounds like you're going to come up with a lot of requests and this thing won't move. But I'm prepared to work on anybody that wants to do a budget, so as long as I understand what it is and what it's buying us. I'm prepared to do it in a week. And that's not hard to do. We do it all the time. We do national programming. It's not true. Not true. It's obviously not true.
What isn't true?
That we don't do national programming out of the national office.
That's not, nobody said that. What I said is I've kept asking what the allocation of that money in the budget is presently for, and that I don't, as far as I understand it, it's not specifically allocated.
That's not true.
Okay, well, it is true that as I understand it, it isn't, because I've asked the question repeatedly and never been told specifically.
Even your repeated answer, it's not true. We have any number of national events, as any network does, that have come up in a given year. Hearings, to the elections, to outreach programming for affiliates, and we basically don't have enough money to do all that. That's why we do fundraising on some national broadcasts. As you recall, when we did the Roberts hearings, it cost us $17,000. You do three or four or five of those for the year. So we raise money specifically for national is not adequate.
Patty, I'm sorry, I didn't.
All right.
Go ahead.
So anyway.
A couple of things. First of all, a lot of this, as I said before, national programming gets charged back to the stations again. I've seen it in my own, with my own eyes in the inspections. So, you know, I don't know what is the budget. I don't have in front of me the annual budget for national programming. But
$6,000 a month in the other programming line.
$72,000 a year, basically.
Right.
Okay. Ben, we have these programs and everything, but the fact is that this was a year ago we decided to have this program. And, you know, if this was, if it's going to be a national program, Democracy Now! Started small. You know, these Flashpoints is a local program. You know, these are the kind of programs, personally, I would like to see that get bigger and something that's already processing right now in a station is a decent place to start. It can be evaluated. You know, then the programming committee can have something to evaluate in a few months and see how it's doing and how, you know, it can do on a smaller budget and if we're going to need something else. And this large programming from the national office, I'm sort of against, too, just to even state that. I mean, I don't know if this was so important that you know, all the stations pay into the national office. It's like I almost feel like the national office is its own entity, like it deserves. To me, the national office serves at the pleasure of the five stations and the board. And it's been turned around on its head to where it's this thing that has more people working at it than ever before. And, you know, I think that needs to be questioned. If we're giving 20% per station for all kinds of services, one of them might be national programming and the Spanish language thing coming out of a station like Democracy Now! Did out of BAI and stuff is a decent, you know, way to start this thing, as we have discussed a million times already, and we should just evaluate it in 3 months or something, how it's doing, or if people are giving money to it, or then if something needs to come out of it. But we're just going to wait for the perfect moment. I think we're going to be waiting quite a long time, because it seems like there's always some expenses and unbudgeted ones. And I mean, I've seen expenses, you know, in the inspections that came out of nowhere. So, you know, we have to just, the board actually approved this purchase, you know, this expense, this need. So can we just maybe do that? Is there this motion to pass? I'd like to get going on it. Thank you.
We're actually 7 minutes over now, so we either need to extend.
This is Teresa. I move that we add an additional 10 minutes.
Okay. Any objection? Okay, then we'll spend 10 more minutes on it. Can we hear from people we haven't heard from on this yet?
Dave, this is Baruti.
Go ahead, Baruti.
Yeah, can you summarize the dollar flow? We're talking about $12,000 from the national office budget, and what do you estimate the other?
We're talking $12,000 from national office, $15,000 from KPFK, and we're talking basically, I'm hoping that the other stations would donate on the order of five, but it authorizes up to 10 from the other stations for this to come out of those stations' budget lines where they've allocated money for the bylaws. So that's the source of funds. Sandy?
I'm thinking on this one, to be honest with you, Dave. I said I'm thinking on this one, to be honest with you. I can find nothing wrong with it, and I think we do need to move forward on something. This is an issue that's been hanging around a long time, and I think there's a lot of want for this. Certainly, you would find a lot of want here in Houston, put it like that. So speaking for KPFT, if I might, I think it's a great idea, and it gets us going.
And the point, if I can, of the negotiation is, like you said, you have resources there in Houston. That point was brought up. And what it ensures is that none of the other stations are making contributions where they don't have some input to, you know, their own involvement and how it's going to serve the needs of their community.
Well, that's just it. And I would hope it would be an open door and that we could use all of the resources across Pacifica to do the best possible job. And it wouldn't be, a closed group.
And Lonnie, as to the national contribution, you know, I mean, as has been pointed out, when National has done some events programming and didn't have money, they did billbacks to the stations, and I assume that that's, you know, something that still may happen. And this way, we fund a national priority, and the national office, since it is national programming, is still going to have clearly some involvement. as yet undefined, but that'll be worked up. And in terms of generating a proposal for use of funds, knowing what the order of magnitude of funds we're talking about is, lets the people actually do a concrete proposal. And again, it doesn't call for the funds to be spent until that happens. And I assume the national office's role would be to look at the proposal that comes out and to work with the GM on that proposal.
Let me clarify what I do mean. I think that one solution to this might be that, look, we do national programming all the time. One of the things that is most disturbing is we always get a national program going on some topic, but we never do the work of making sure it's sustainable. Now, if this is going to be sustainable, the question is, how can we ensure that it will be sustainable, adequately funded, and the money will be there year after year?
Lonnie, could I interrupt for a moment?
Well, let me just finish that thought. Just finish the proposal. And the proposal is that we look at, in fact, identifying a good solid budget for Spanish language programming. We have a 1.5% allocation for it across the network, and have that be a national program. So you don't have to come begging every year and hope it gets in the budget one year and it's not there next year. It's going to do it. I think that, you know, it's not how you get one, it's how you keep it. But again,
this is Jane. I would like to get on
the phone.
Yes.
Lonnie, you're cutting out, so we didn't hear what you were saying.
I'm just saying let's do it right and have it be sustainable.
Sandy and then Jane.
Okay. I'll be very, very quick. We can call this seed money, Lonnie. We can call it red herring money. And I agree with you. You know, a good solid plan, a good foundation is always needed. But in fact, this is a show or a program with a start. It's got a format. It's got a following. If we can take this to the national level, I believe that it can be sustained by the listeners. And I also believe that we'll be doing a great job of outreach and a service to the community, Spanish-speaking community, that's absolutely necessary. And we shouldn't delay 1 minute beyond anything within reason here.
Jane, and then we'll be at time, so we'll need to act on this.
I really want to echo Sandy's point that resources here in D.C. are also pretty strong. I remember when the Peace Watch show was being produced, Verna was able to call upon all of the stations in that production, and I know many of us locally were very impressed with that, and especially with the richness of all of the voices nationally, and we definitely have some here in D.C. involved with that. It would enrich the...
Okay, I think we need to put this to a vote, or if there's a motion to table, it would be in order. Oh, Teresa,
this is Teresa. Okay. I would like to move that we have an automatic review of this in 6 months, and I'll tell you why. Because we have unions that are involved, and once we hire people, if there's no national control over it, if it's really housed, and as Lonnie says, we don't know who's doing the hiring and the firing. We get into a union situation where you have an employee, then there's bitterness if we have to cut back. I would like to see a plan in 6 months and have it understood that we're going to review it in 6 months because we might have to tweak it.
When you say we, so I assume you're making an amendment that it will be, the program will be reviewed in 6 months. Who is the we who's going to review it? The PNB, the national office, the executive director, what?
If it's going to be out of KPFK, then, well, I personally feel it should come out of the national office. I think the national office should do the hiring and the firing. So, but, you know, if I'm outvoted on this, if other people think, okay, well, we'll put the GM in KPFK in charge of this, you know, speak up now. But I think the national office needs to take control of this, just like we're in charge of PNN, Pacifica Network News.
Is it star 6 for mute? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I want the national office to review it and tell us how they feel it's going and what they think needs to happen to it in 6 months.
Okay. The motion is to amend it to state that the national office shall review the program in 6 months.
I would second that, with a great big file.
Okay. Is there any objection to amending it in that way? No? Okay.
So it's just going to be shall review the program? It's not a fiscal review or a programmatic review? It's just...
So review the performance of the program.
Well, I would... Lonnie has asked that they have a specific budget, and I think that's one component of this, that within 6 months we need to have a specific budget and we need to have an understanding as to who would do the hiring and the firing and who would make decisions if there were issues with programming or let's say it was not succeeding in one of the areas. I think that somebody has to be in charge and national should review that.
Can I just make the point that what we're doing is, as a National Finance Committee, we're identifying a source of funds. All that other stuff is out
right.
of our purview. I think that's what Casey's getting at.
And that this motion asks for a proposal to be submitted, and I would assume any proposal would include a proposed budget.
And the national office is going to be in charge of, and the executive director ultimately, of making this thing go. What we're saying is the PMB is going to authorize the following use of funds. And whether it happens, how it happens, and the rest of it is not in this motion.
I mean, to me, what we're saying is we're allocating right now about $27,000 to $40,000. What's the proposal you're submitting within that budget?
Right.
How much are they getting now for that program, by the way?
What they have is the morning news director is allowed to spend some of his time on the program. I think that's the only funding it has.
I make my plea very simple. Let's have a budget, see what the money's going to pay for.
That's in the motion.
No, I'm saying that we should have a budget that accompanies the motion. We should know what that, if you choose a number like $42,000, what do you have in mind about how it will be spent? Very simple.
Okay, well,
Can I offer, I don't have status in the meeting, this is Greg, but I'd like to offer a friendly amendment to be introduced by someone else if they agree
okay.
with it. Your last item currently in this motion says that the GM will submit a proposal indicating how these funds would specifically be used to fund the project. There's no object to that sentence, and I would suggest that we add the phrase, submit a proposal to the national office for approval, comma, indicating how these funds would be specifically used. That makes explicit the fact that the budget proposal must be developed, submitted, and approved.
But I would like to see it submitted to the PNB.
I would have no objection to that as an alternative, but I think you need to have it explicitly said that the proposal is to be submitted and approved by someone nationally.
I agree.
It should actually go to the national office, and then we might get a copy of it. But ultimately, the PMB shouldn't be approving program proposals specifically. That should be... Well, that's open.
I understand. That's a governance versus management issue to be discussed next
right,
week.
But okay, submit a proposal to the national office and PMB.
Not
for approval. Let's make it clear.
And PNB for approval.
Comma, indicating how these funds would be specifically used.
Okay, does that solve people's problems?
Makes me feel a little bit more comfortable, yeah.
Okay.
So are we expecting that maybe at our PNB meeting coming up in D.C. that we're going to see this proposal?
No. This is an authorization for the use of funds, but not for...
Well, do we have a date? It said the motion is that something's going to be submitted to the PNB and the ED for approval. When is that going to be submitted for approval?
Actually, I think what we should do, I don't think it should be the PMB approves that. I do think that it's an operational issue. Prior to the initiation of the launching
disbursement?
Of the... Huh?
A prior to the initiation of disbursement? Or?
A point of information. What is the motion that has already been approved by the PMB? So we don't need to do a circular on that. We're moving from the previously approved motion.
Yeah, unfortunately, I emailed someone to try and get a copy of that originally, and I don't have it at my fingertips, and I apologize. That's my responsibility. I brought it forward on a previous call. I know that, so I can hunt minutes, but I don't have it at my fingertips.
I don't have it. I'm in my office, so I don't have it either.
Well, you know, we still can make a recommendation and let the PMB know what we feel was a reasonable way to proceed in this matter.
I think that's prudent. I agree that we take Dave. You, whose motion is it that we have?
It's mine.
Your motion with Greg Guma's amendment, which I would endorse, and I'm almost thinking that we ought to have some sort of, I mean, some date on that or some sort of.
Well, prior to initiate. So, how about does the KPFKGM submit a proposal to the national office for approval prior to? Initiation of the program as a national program.
Okay. All right, that sounds good to me.
Indicating how these funds would be specifically used.
A budget, it's like a budget.
Okay, proposal, a proposed budget. We'll change.
Yeah, because we have to integrate this with our current budget.
Budget.
I second it.
Okay, and then I'd also like to add the amendment that the
National Office will review the program in 6 months.
Yeah.
I don't think that's really appropriate for a Finance Committee motion.
Ah.
No, what I was going to say is I wanted to specify that the station managers and the LSBs of the contributing stations should approve those stations' contribution.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to rewrite that motion.
Point
of information. Dave, two questions. Has any request for a grant been submitted to cover these part of this program?
Grant funding has. We did apply for grant funding for Spanish language programming, and we were turned down. It was to.
Is it ongoing?
It was. No, it is to the CPB. It was turned down.
Okay. And second question is, roughly how much of the CPB money from each station is designated that it must be contributed to Free Speech Radio News?
Not defined to Free Speech Radio News. It's to national programming, and it's 17% is restricted. Is that right, Lonnie?
Roughly true. And it's in the budget for each station, by the way.
Okay, so the amended motion would read as follows. The KPFK shall be authorized to use the $15K that it had budgeted for the Bylaws Convention to fund the National Spanish Language Program. The $1,000 per month of National Office other programming budget line be allocated to the National Spanish Language Program. That other stations be authorized to contribute up to $10K each to the National Spanish Language Program, and the fund with the amount to be negotiated, and the funds to come from the funding originally budgeted for the Bylaws Convention. The station managers and the LSBs of contributing stations shall approve those stations' contributions. The KPFKGM shall submit a proposed budget to the National Office for approval prior to the initiation of the program as a national program, indicating how these funds would be specifically used to fund the project.
6 month review.
As a finance committee, if you want to make it a 6 month review of the budget, that would be in order. I think if it's something else, then
that's what I mean. We need to review the budget, see if that's sustainable.
The national office shall review the budget.
And why don't you
within 6 months of initiation of the program as a national program?
Yeah,
or 6 months after. 6 months. After the initiation of the program as a national program. Sandy?
I was going to say, and we could add the words, and also we recommend a review of the other performance criteria of the program by the appropriate body.
Okay, we recommend that a performance
review of the other criteria.
For performance review of other aspects of the program,
good word,
be conducted simultaneous to the financial review. Be conducted by the appropriate bodies.
Simultaneous is what word?
Simultaneous.
Thank you.
Of the financial review. Okay?
That's a heck of a crafting.
Ain't
Can
it
you
though?
Email that to me?
Yep, I'm emailing it right now.
Okay, would people point of information, Dave, has the station KPFK, the LSB, approved the use of that money?
Casey reported earlier, I don't know if you were on, that the general sentiment was approval of the concept.
Okay. The general sentiment, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Casey, could you clarify?
There was no vote taken. There was discussion. Everybody said, "Yeah, that's a good idea." Every person that spoke in favor of it. No one spoke against it.
We have a little email from the board chair, just so we know what we're acting in. I'm sure with what the wishes of that LSD might be. But there's money involved.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just sending the revised motion to the group and to Greg and Ambrose.
Okay, and I'm sending to everyone the PNB motions around race and nationality.
Oh, great. Okay, well, we really need to act on this now. Is there any objection now to the... Would people like me to reread it, or are people comfortable they understand the motion?
Are you sending it around then?
I sent it to everybody just now.
Did it include the 6 months?
It included the six... I'll read it. The KPFK shall be authorized to use the $15K that it had budgeted for the Bylaws Convention to fund the National Spanish Language Program. That $1K per month of National Office other programming budget line be allocated to the National Spanish Language Program. That other stations be authorized to contribute up to $10K each to the National Spanish Language Program. Ooh, that was a typo. I didn't include program. With the amount to be negotiated and the funds to come from the funding originally budgeted for the Bylaws Convention. The station managers and the LSBs of contributing stations shall approve those stations' contributions. The KPFK GM shall submit a proposed budget to the National Office for approval prior to initiation of the program as a national program, indicating how these funds would be specifically used to fund the project. The National Office shall review the budget 6 months after the initiation of the program as a national program. We recommend that a performance review of other aspects of the program be conducted by the appropriate bodies simultaneous with the financial review.
Great.
Okay? Is there any objection to approving that motion? Hearing none, it's approved. And I'm going to send around a revised amended version. Well, Casey, just add the word program after National Spanish
okay.
Language Program in the second sentence.
Got it.
Okay, so the next item on our agenda is...
Dave, I'm going to have to check out. I have to get up for a report to the listener.
Okay.
Yeah, early tomorrow morning.
All right, sleep well.
Okay. Everyone have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Next item on the agenda is the consideration of Lavarne's motion, motion by that the LSB treasurers and business managers at each station be invited to attend a retreat immediately prior to the March 2006 PNB meeting in order to outline budget timelines and processes for the upcoming fiscal year. Hello?
Hello. Oh, sorry.
Do you want to speak to the motion, Lavarne?
Sure. I think that this is a motion and an idea that we've talked about, like, over the year. And I think the timeline that Jane was so wise and gracious in presenting to us, I think that this again, it reemphasizes the need to have this as a, so that we can all start out in the same page here, so to speak. And not only that, we should be able to utilize some of the budgeting processes that were done this year where we were able to get, like, you know, all of the information that we need to make decisions and to get the information there in terms of the budgets by department, the headcount budgets, and our headcount plans, and that we have some formats. I said KPFA and I think WPFW also, that we should be able to discuss that, and so therefore this planning cycle should be much easier as long as we have the information out to the people who are responsible to drive this process, all starting from the same position.
Okay. Any discussion?
Stack.
Go ahead.
Lonnie, actually, it's a point of information more appropriately. Is this something that we would consider a budgeted item in terms of the travel expense, the housing expense, et cetera?
This is Jane. I just want to go a sec.
No, it's not. I mean, I'm always looking at that as an issue to see what the cost benefit would be.
Okay. And so my comment would be I think it's a great idea, and I think it would be a great idea for the fiscal 2007 budget when we have time to include it. We've already taken a lot of heat over the money that's been spent on national board meetings, and I think adding this retreat would add fuel to the fire. So I would speak against it for that reason.
This is Jane.
How
do you understand?
It's Patty.
Jane, I'm going to go Jane, Patty, and then Lonnie, if that's all right, Lonnie.
My original thought, I volunteered, I would pay my way out to Berkeley if we could get a meeting with the national staff, and I don't think it makes any sense to combine this with the New York meeting because...
It's the L.A. meeting.
Oh, it's L.A. Well, in that case, I might view it differently. No, but somebody told me that the March meeting would be New York.
I was lying to you. That was last March meeting. June is New York.
Okay, well, in any case, I think that if we were to try to do this, it should really be as low cost as possible. We should definitely... I just envisioned doing it in Berkeley so that the national staff would already be there, no cost for moving anybody there. I definitely would be willing to pay my own way. And so that's the only way I personally would support it, is if we found a way to keep the cost way down.
Patty.
you know, the directors and treasurers and all these people we all work for free. You know, there's an inordinate amount of work that goes into being a director or a treasurer if you actually do the work, which I have found the treasurers to actually mostly be doing their work. And if something can make it easier for them, I mean, this is like, these people are doing this as a service to the foundation. If something can make it easier, that they can all sit down face-to-face and work out better budgets, ways of presenting them, better ways of understanding them, discussing what the issues, the real problems are with either the presentation or the documents or just the things that could make it easier. You know, we have CPAs and all kinds of people are doing this for free. It's a real small price to have them sit down face-to-face, And to make it better and easier. It's better for the foundation if it's better, and if it's easier, you'll continue to get people to do it. Otherwise, they just flake out and don't care. So it's the cost benefit analysis of an actual sit down with the CFO and the business managers and the people that are actually going to do the budget. It might just make it easier and better. So I don't know how much it is, but we're spending money all the time on budgeted things all the time. I've seen it, and I think
that's a real
that,
strong argument for doing more.
Huh?
Yeah.
The fact that we spend money outside the budget all the time is not your strongest argument for doing.
No, it's not exactly. But we don't even the board never even knows that it's happening. At least with this one here, where we can maybe decide about it. I would really, think that if it's, I would like to hear from the treasurers if it actually would help them. You know, maybe they don't need to. Maybe they can make a phone call and do the same thing. If that's the case, then we don't need them. But if it would actually streamline, I don't know that it's such a bad thing. But, you know, I'm willing to hear from other people.
So let's ask the treasurers.
Lonnie?
Now, again, I'm always concerned about, you know, in one sense, we're talking about the business managers. The LSB chairs might want to have input, too. And then we got the treasurers. And pretty soon we're talking about, you know, stuff that's not budgeted and it's expensive. But aside from that, I just think you have to have the cost benefits. Now, what I had proposed at the last board meeting in June is that it's the intent of this that I have a concern about. I think it's a good idea to do this. Everybody that's mentioned, if we were able to get and include board members, we were able to orientate all the board members, new board people will be there, about how the finances of this network work. We can get orientation about some of the financial goals, the larger goals that we need to be looking at in the network, so people can weigh in on what they think ought to be the financial priorities. I am not supportive of having, you know, these gathered to look over format or budget, especially when... there's no indication that the LSDs are demanding it. If I had motions from the LSDs and they had some concrete ideas about what would be useful, then I would be, that makes more sense to me. Then we come out with a product that people want. But I'm not hearing that this is a demand coming from the LSDs. So, and if it were, I would simply ask that people be clear about what would be most useful for, if you're an LSD member, what those formats might be. And I don't think a meeting spending this kind of money on format is a good idea. My proposal is it would be worth it to me, out of budget, if it included everyone and we did larger financial issues. And again, I'll just close on this note. I do not believe that these finance meetings ought to be about individual issues that people bring. This is not about this. This is a national finance committee, not about wish lists for individuals who are on this committee. So I really do feel we spend too much time where people put up individual proposals that are not relevant to the constituency they're supposed to conserve, to represent. So how do we know? This is nothing but someone's personal predilection. So I would suggest, finally, and as with all things, no motion, as the board has stated, should be entertained here unless the cost of it is attached. And right now, we don't know how much it's going to cost, and that is a motion that I, as CFO, always will insist on. How will we agree to something we don't know how much it's going to cost? And we need to have that. If I'm a board member, I'm going to want to know, too, well, this is a nice idea, but what's the cost benefit? So anyway, I think that if we do entertain it, we, as I said at the last finance meeting, we need costs. Who is going to be included? Patty added these business managers, and then we got the LSBs will certainly want to attend, and then we've got, you know, the treasurers. I mean, if we're going to spend that kind of money, let's make sure that we get a big bang for our buck.
Yeah, this is Dave. I'm going to speak to it. I agree with Lonnie that it needs to have an expense. He was estimating $1,000 per person for the LSB chairs to come. I think, given that Berkeley's close and this one would be in L.A., given the amount of lead time we have, I think we could reasonably guesstimate that for the 8 people that would need to come, that's business managers from stations of the other 4 signal areas and the treasurers from the other 4 signal areas. Everybody else will already be in town for that meeting. Those are the people. That's not what the motion says. It says treasurers and business managers. So that's 8 people, and I think if we estimate a total cost of $800 for each, that's $6,400. So I would propose amending it to indicate that the cost to be allocated would be $6,400, and then the question would be what budget line it comes out of and whether it would be applied to the station budget for travel for national meetings to each station or to the national office budget line. And LaVarne, maybe you could speak to that.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
Let me just speak to the issue here that I think that we can perhaps get it on. I think perhaps we can't go to our LSBs and ask to get it out of the stations, because the point that Patty had made earlier, that in terms of a lot of the costs that, you know, we see that from the spreadsheets looking at the allocations are allocated back to the station. And again, the importance of this in terms of financial planning, you know, let's not limit it to any one item, which none of us have done in terms of speaking to the motion. But we can ask for the LSB. We do have lead time. We can get a good cost in terms of a flight or even the accommodations. We can perhaps ask our colleagues in LA, Dave, that
you can crash on my floor.
Right, or I'm willing to double up in a room, so that would work. That would work fine for me. But again, I can't stress the importance of this, and to start this budget process, attempt to have it successful, to involve the people who are intricately involved and who want to remain involved. And also the point that Patty made is that, we really, really appreciate the treasurers. I mean, I was a treasurer the first year, and that probably the hardest working people on the LSB is the treasurer. And to operate sort of in a vacuum, except for KBFA, because our treasurer last year was Marnie Tattersall, so she was here where she could work with the business manager and also work with Lonnie and the business manager as needed. But like Jane and at PFW and Baruti at New York, you know, that's kind of difficult to do unless you can meet in person. And really, when I worked in a corporation, we would have like biannual meetings to really to establish the camaraderie around, I worked with globally. So we have the people from other countries would come in for these meetings, finance meetings, and it was very important to establish that really as you go into a planning cycle. And, I just can't stress the importance of this and that, in terms of what's discussed and there's no limit to this. And I think that most people who've been in that type of planning environment know that. So, I strongly support this. I really applaud Jane for saying she would be willing to pay her way to New York. But anyway, or to LA. But just kidding. You don't know. I really appreciate your sentiment there. And I know what it takes. And, again, let's not limit this to a political issue. Let's talk about what's best for the foundation. We have a new ED coming in, so I would think that we would try to do what's best for the foundation and to try to get out to a start that's positive versus, what we've experienced over the last couple of years.
Can somebody look at the budget and tell me what budget line we're talking about that's coming out of? There's a conferences training budget line, but I think that's
there's a travel. Most people have this huge travel. Not huge.
Yeah, but those things are for the station. There is a national board expenses budget line in the local station budgets. For example, KPFA's is $4,000 for the year.
And then also we have an LSB budget where we have some travel in there. So perhaps I'm not in my office, I'm not at home, so I can't look at it and tell you.
There's local board expenses, but I think those are already spoken for.
I think some stuff in there, and plus, we can do some fundraising also.
Are you going to make this contingent on the approval of the LSBs then for?
However the treasurers like to work that. I mean, I don't think I would make a contingent on KPFA we're close.
Jane, can I speak?
Go ahead, Jane.
I actually am going to speak against the motion for some of the reasons that Lonnie brought up. I know locally it really wouldn't do us very much good if I went to this retreat to deal with, especially with the budget timelines and process, because I think that through our meetings, I'm going to have a pretty good handle on that. I think our business manager is pretty quick. He's going to have a pretty good handle on it. He's going to pick up on it right away. It's really the full LSB locally that needs to be involved in this planning process that LaVarne is talking about. And it's not practical for all of the LSBs to come together in one session. I think that that it would make more sense to bring some kind of a roadshow to each station. But really, I don't see it doing us a whole lot of good, having it just be me. I mean, that's my thinking at this point.
I like that idea. We did a roadshow a couple of years ago.
This is LaVar, and I certainly, that's just my motion, so we can vote either way, so.
If there is no further discussion, we should move to.
Now, I would like to say something.
Go ahead.
I like the idea of the road show, and I mentioned this to Greg Gumma also, because I had really hoped, for example, in Houston, that Yolanda would have done training, for example, with the LSB staff and the KPFT staff and LSB before or after the PNB meeting. And I think this could be the same. Why not? I mean, the national staff is moving, you know, it's going anyway. Why not just add a day to the PNB meeting and meet with these people?
Well, Greg Gumma needs to be interested. The show might appeal on that grounds, too.
But, I mean, for example, with Yolanda, for example, the national board just said that we wanted to hire an HR person with diversity that could provide diversity training. So rather than have people come to the HR person, when, you know, the HR person could go out to each of the stations and provide that training, not only for the LSB, but also for the station staff. And the same can, if we feel strongly about the treasurers needing to relate to the staff and understand things and get on the same page, I'd say send the national staff to do that.
Okay, well, I'm going to propose as a formal amendment the cost of this not to exceed $6,400. Is there any objection to that as an amendment to the main motion?
I object. It's Sandy.
Okay, so can you call the roll on that, Casey?
Motion for the amendment, Mr. Chair.
This is just the amendment.
Do you need a second for that amendment?
No, not in committee.
Oh boy! Never mind.
If people don't want.
This is Casey.
Yes, go ahead, Casey.
I just need to say that, you know, when the discussion started, I felt like I would go one way or another, but then the discussion changed from whether this was an appropriate planning method to how the costs would be, who would benefit, who might pay their own way. And so now I feel that I have to recuse myself because it's voting on money that directly, I mean, it's been hinted that certain people would directly benefit. It's unfortunate that the conversation went that way, but I don't feel it's appropriate now at this point for me to vote.
Not that you'd be getting any money. You're in L.A.
Yeah, but...
Okay, but in any case, so I'm proposing that the main motion be amended to include the cost, not to exceed $8,400. Sandy objected to its being amended. I was surprised by that. I can see objecting to the main motion, but to that amendment. But
I can give you a reason if you want one.
Let's just vote it up or down. Go ahead if you'd like to speak to why.
Well, I think you're almost being arbitrary here. We don't know the cost, and you're pulling a number out of the air, and I don't think that's adequate.
Okay, I'll just say that the number's based on the number that Lonnie gave us for the cost of bringing people. Four board chairs, we originally heard $3,200. She said it may be a little higher than that, but I think with the advanced planning, it can be lower, and that's a ceiling, not an estimate.
I move the table this problem rather than go through the process of voting for.
Okay, there's a motion to table. You mean to postpone, I think. To postpone to when?
Well, I think that an alternate motion, I'd like to make an alternative motion.
Well, do you want to move to postpone or do you want to make a substitute motion?
I'd like to make a substitute motion.
Okay. I just want to point out that we're at time, so we won't have time to debate this. Go ahead.
Well, the substitute motion would be resolved that the national office staff will visit each LSB and staff where there will be training and Q&A sessions around agent network finances, staffing, personnel issues.
I'm sorry, training,
finances, and staffing. We get a lot of questions in that area. And so that means now everyone could be privy to the same information at the same time.